Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
One segment left to go here on Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Every type of meat, every type of cut. Two Lincoln locations and one in Omaha. Check them out today. Still grilling season, still grilling weather. Make sure you get your meat from the Mercado if that's what you're going to do. The question ahead of us here for these next few minutes: how many ranked teams do you think Nebraska will face in 2024? Question comes from 3027, who just says, just beat a ranked opponent or two. That's all I want. And Lance leads off the conversation. Does Rutgers have a chance to be ranked when Nebraska plays them? Lance, I'm going to say I doubt it. They play Howard. They play Akron. They have a bye week at Virginia Tech and then Washington before Nebraska. So that's 5 weeks, 4 data points for Rutgers. Howard not going to move the needle. Akron not going to move the needle. Virginia Tech's, they're okay. They're fine. That's not going to be a huge win, even on the road. If Rutgers is able to knock off Washington, I think that's going to be a solid win. That's going to be a better win than we've seen out of Rutgers in a while. But you can hear the excuses now. Oh, Washington had to go across the country. Oh, that's Washington's first real Big Ten test. Oh, hey, watch out. I mean, everyone gets God in Piscataway sometimes. That's how I think that conversation goes. So even if Washington, you know, might be a good win for Rutgers, I just don't see it moving the needle for people a whole lot. And Washington's schedule up to that point will be Weber State, Eastern Michigan, Washington State, and Northwestern. So their second Big Ten game, their first Big Ten road trip is out to Piscataway. So no, I don't think Rutgers will be ranked. UTEP won't be ranked. If Colorado is ranked, that's how you'll know we're living in a simulation and we're actually playing the College Football 25 game. Northern Iowa won't be ranked. Illinois ought to not be ranked. Purdue, I doubt. Rutgers won't be at that point. Indiana shouldn't be. Ohio State will be. Yeah, Lance, Washington should be down this year anyway. Yeah, I think that's still a bowl caliber team, but they're not going to challenge for the conference. So Ohio State will be ranked on October 26th. And this is where I have questions. UCLA, probably not. Probably not. I'll say no. At USC, oh boy. Will USC be ranked when Nebraska goes out to the Coliseum? The USC schedule is somewhere here as I thumb through my copy of Phil Steele. All right. USC will have played LSU, Utah State, at Michigan, Wisconsin, at Minnesota, Penn State, at Maryland, Rutgers, and at Washington, with two bye weeks before they get to Nebraska. Whew. I doubt USC will be ranked because I don't think they come out of those first nine games looking great. If USC's 6-3, are they ranked? Probably. I just don't think they get to 6-3. They're not ranked at 5-4 or worse. I think 6-3 is pretty much a dream scenario for USC coming out of those first nine games. So I'm going to say no, USC's not ranked. Will Wisconsin be ranked?
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Week 11, Wisconsin will have Western Michigan, South Dakota, Bama, at USC, Purdue, at Rutgers, at Northwestern, Penn State, at Iowa, and Oregon before Nebraska, again, with two bye weeks in there. I kind of doubt Washington will be ranked. I am most confident in Ohio State being ranked, and then I will all but guarantee that Iowa is ranked by the end of the year, by the time we get to Black Friday. Hawkeyes get Illinois State, Iowa State, Troy at Minnesota, bye week at Ohio State, Washington at Michigan State, they get Northwestern, Wisconsin at UCLA, a bye, and then at Maryland. Yeah, Iowa's schedule isn't that bad. I think Iowa's going to be 8-3, 9-2, 10-1 playing Nebraska. I mean, Iowa went 10-4 last year, y'all. I think Iowa's ranked, and it wouldn't shock me if Iowa's inside the top 15. I don't think that's a top 10 schedule. Iowa might have to backdoor its way into the playoff, but I think they're going to be in contention just because of the way that schedule sets up. But 30-27, when you say just beat a ranked opponent or two, complicating that fact is that Ohio State's going to be a top five team in the country this year unless something goes drastically wrong, and it'll probably take a couple somethings. And Iowa's going to be, you know, top 15, which is almost, you know, the top 10% of college football. Nebraska doesn't have many opportunities against, you know, top 25 teams or teams 20 through 25 or even really teams 15 through 20, where it's an upset because they're ranked, but they're just like a normal good team, not like a great team. That's been, I think, the problem for Nebraska against ranked teams. And I need to go back and double check this. This is anecdotal. But it feels like the ranked teams that Nebraska has played in the last handful of years have been top 10 good, where it is a legitimately huge upset, not just like a normal upset of a top 25 or a top 20 team. Nebraska just doesn't get many opportunities against the bottom half of the rankings that are, you know, hypothetically easier games when you look at them. So Nebraska might only get two cracks at a ranked team, and they're both on the road against teams that have, frankly, manhandled you recently. Granted, Iowa hasn't exactly manhandled you on the scoreboard, but they have in the win column. So if your two ranked games are at Ohio State and at Iowa, winning one of those, I think, is a step in the right direction. And please, for the love of all things holy, let it be Iowa. It's been a good show. Thanks to Jay Foreman for popping on in hour number one. He's part of the crew out in Indianapolis. I was about to say something else. He was out in Indianapolis getting ready for Big Ten Media Days. Our coverage kicks off at 6 in the morning. We're about 12 hours away from that. But until then, we got to take a weeknight. Harrison Arons here in the building. I'll turn it over to him here in just a sec. For Strick, for Jay, I'm Austin Norman. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with coverage from Indianapolis and Big Ten Media Days. Take a weeknights next on The Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.